Nolte, disappointed New York Times admits there was no Roe v. Wade bounce in Tuesday elections. By John Nolte on June 29, 2022. The far-left New York Times was forced to admit that there was no abortion bounce for Democrats in Tuesday night's primary elections. The sad trombone headline reads, "A Roe v. Wade bounce in primary turnout does not appear to be materializing." And the sad story goes like this. The Supreme Court decision ending the constitutional right to abortion was expected to motivate voters' turnout in several states hosting primaries on Tuesday, however, appeared to be typically sluggish, at least so far. All of those states have various forms of early voting, meaning that many ballots may have been cast before the court struck down the landmark Roe v. Wade case on Friday. Turnout in the Democratic and Republican primaries was anemic across New York City during the first full-fledged gubernatorial primary since the rollout of early voting, according to stats from the Board of Elections. Of note in that quote is the New York Times' ludicrous claim that maybe too many people had voted early, meaning pre-Friday when Roe was overturned, for it to have an effect on same-day turnout. Okay, but the news of the impending decision to overturn Roe was leaked weeks and weeks ago, nearly 2 months ago. Wouldn't that have reflected in the early vote? So, where's the outrage the media have promised us for 50 years? Where's the energy and activism and death of the GOP the media have promised for 50 years if Roe is overturned? And you would think that coming just days after the Supreme Court overturned the legal and moral atrocity that was Roe, especially being the very first election after Roe, that same-day voting would have brought out throngs and throngs of outraged women who usually don't vote but damn well will now that they've lost the right to butcher their child. And this isn't the first sign that 50 years of media and Democrat Party threats about abortion being a third rail that will lead to another civil war was all a bluster and hoax. The polls bear this out, even media polls. But what really exposed that lie is the lack of taking it to the streets. The throngs and throngs we were promised all stayed home over the weekend, even though the decision came on a Friday, just before a very nice weekend weather-wise. You couldn't ask for better conditions that would allow the promised throngs to flood the streets, and they just didn't. A few thousand showed up, sure, but the crowds were so small and insane. It was more like an asylum had opened its doors than the revolution. The media promised. Don't you see? It was all a bluff. A hollow threat from a Democrat Party and a fake media who knew Roe v. Wade could not stand legal scrutiny, who knew more people were opposed to Roe than their rigged polls let on. And now that their sad little bluff has been called and the public has responded with a bi shrug, Democrats and the media are again exposed as extremists and liars woefully out of touch with reality. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.